parte after parte.
Okay. Yo, shout out to everyone that's tuned in. Welcome to the Check-In Live, hosted by your boy Monty. We're about to have a special guest for this episode of the Check-In. We got Warriors loaded up. He's about to come through.
Oh yeah.
Yo, VP my G.
What's poppin', man?
VP my G.
Is out, bro. Not to see you.
What's good?
I'm good. What about you, man? How's everything, man?
Niko tu. Projects ndo zinaendelea.
Hey, mumekuwa MIA for a while sahi, manze. What's up with that, man? You've been MIA for a minute now.
Let me put it like, musically, I had a shift. I don't know if it's normal, but I just had a shift. And so, nimekuwa niki experiment, like a lot of different sounds. Nilipaki nimepotea kidogo.
Aha, nice. Hey, so like sitting off manzo mkanda mazuri because hey, we can aim ahead even manzo tunajua always has been cooking. You've been cooking.
Hell yes, unajua. So any bangers, bon bangers.
So like mkanda kuliza what's your current mindset like sahi? What's your mindset sahi with everything that's going on? How are you maintaining like you are the positive mindset, and like just talk to us about that in general. What's your mindset, say, motivation and nini?
Where I'm at, it depends. It depends. On how you your life, or just like music in general, or just zote in general.
Let's just say like life and musically too. Talk to us also about all that.
Life. Sasa my life iko ta unajua tuizi issue to complain kila day na it's just it makes sense because utapata kama last year tulishi to complain last year ilisha tu hivyo like a joke you see so inabaki na step up na alafu na I feel like music in terms of music, kumekuwa na shift. Sai tunaweza attest, there's not as much content out right now. Or people we expected wako na tomangoma the longest time. I feel industry na switch. Unajua industry na kwa kauko diverse ama kuna kitu mtu unaleta kwa meza or you're not going out of wendi out of the boxes. Then unaweza survive kwa hii industry sai. So I think hiyo ndo kitu imekuwa nikishughulikia sana. I feel hiyo ni key. Like just to have my own sound and be consistent with my own sound and nikubali sound yangu evolve into sisema whatever is trending, but pia ukwe una set trends pia.
Yeah, true. Got you.
Yeah, so hapo normally niko.
Okay, nice. Like what music ni ngoma gani ziko in your current playlist sahi, you know, like what are you listening to sahi, ni nani una feel like ana do the most out here kwa industry?
Acha nikwambie bro, na siko ubaya as in sitting of late sijakuwa nikisikia wase mujisikia sijakuwa nikisikia wase mujisikia tu ngoma zangu because I don't know, feel the more nasikia ngoma zangu na jichallenge kukua, like to make like a better song that I did, nikisikia hiyo ngoma. So, inafanya catalog inakuwa kubwa haraka, because I get to do a lot more songs real quicker than kawaida the way I do them. So, yeah, but apart from me, I feel right now, Big Freeze. Big Freeze ni mbaya.
Yeah, shout out to Big Freeze, man.
Big Freeze is fire. Mm. Who else nimekuwa nikisikia sai? Who's this? Nimekuwa nikisikia sai. Nimekuwa nikisikia a lot of underground cats. I don't think most of the people I listen to now are so aljua. Because I think that's where I source my inspiration. Because there's a company, but this kid is unknown, but he's like a badass record. I'm like, what? Apo kuna noma.
So like this kid is underground, right? Is like ni mse ako art town ama ni just an affiliate member?
Affiliate.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, so I feel it.
Okay, so like Namazuru mkokiongelea ni nini? Should you expect like a project this year for me? Because it's been a while, bro.
Yeah, it's been a while. Because
you've been splitting.
Listen, funny enough, as right now, tu nimekuwa, I feel nimekuwa nikienjoy ku remix mangoma. So kwangu imekuwa a fun experience na imekuwa niki the way na as in it's just na flip mangoma napenda cause right now nime flip bedroom the one for Harmonize.
For Harmonize,
my flip Vilenda
Lemon Paper. Lemon Paper
freestyle Vilenda Fanya.
Snap.
Lazima ni snap kidogo tu. Ni healthy. Nika flip Pim Pim for Dice Ales and Olamide. Pim Pim ilikuwa kali. And then there's another one that I dropped to this week. Like I have a whole project in a flip, like with just remixes. It's like about 6 or 7.
Just remixes. Okay. So that's what
one for just remix and there's
Also like nafa to expect like a project full of just remixes, flips, nini nini.
For now that project your flips and then nafa kwanza kutoa my projects sababu right as per now niko na karibu projects saba. I think I have 7 projects complete, like from intro to outro, everything.
Okay, nice. I wanted to ask now, like with this whole thing, yeah, Corona, you know, this government restrictions, events, performance, like, what's your take on that one? Bila performance, like, nini umemiss about just getting on stage and, you know, just doing your thing?
Yoni factor moja, yes, kuko on stage na ku disco on stage, yoni factor moja kubwa, but na feel yo minus your stage, like if it's not performing on stage, how can you express yourself through your craft? Unajua, because lazima music ina avenues mingi, si ati lazima uroge ama perform pekee ndo watu wakusikie. There's very many different ways that you can express yourself na you get like message quickly passed across. So I think imefanya ni for hiyo watu imefanya ni realize. Imefanya mpaka ni mimi sikurudi ku DJ. Back to the basics. Unajua, so nafikiria nataka kutupa in future. I think ndako na sessions zangu za just music, unajua, with a specific location and stuff, guy, on that try to organize at least. People have a feel of like, and then too much as we play songs that are exclusive. Like, it's not even mine alone, just from artists I know that I know wako na ngoma kali. So, yeah.
Speaking of your DJ days, like, ni, like, on a Saturday night like this, like inakupatanga ukifanya nini kama si muziki nini nini on a Saturday night like this?
Acha nikufanye funny story bro. Mimi niko studio hata sasa hivi tunaongea. Mimi mtu naishingi. Naishi studio always. Naishi studio always. This majua. I don't know. This is just where any space yangu mu feel comfortable kabisa. And so sato because missing some plans. I don't do plans as much. Plans are good once in a while, but many days na kwamba tu studio kila day.
And like with the
pole bro, rudia, umepotea kiasi. Umesemaje?
Okay, I was asking, nini, I was just reminiscing on the days when, back when you were together on an interview with Akina Styles and Akina Nani at Amster, we talk, that was the same response we got from you. You know, you're always locking it in. You're just, you know, unashinanga studio now. At our, from our end, Manzi, we love what's coming out of the studio, man.
Bless.
Just keep on growing, man. We love it. So, another question. What's your creative process like?
My creative process is... It depends. In many cases, inakuanga feel ya hiyo ngoma, you know, context, what in many cases, inakuanga what's the song about? Ama what are we writing about? Ama what am I doing? Ama what emotion is the song evoking? And again, so, since I'm in the writing process as such, me, yo ngoma ishika tu, and I like it, inakuanga tu na idea. Idea you come to. If I was meant to be, in the meant to andika kwa ingoma, idea ita come. If not, nachana na organic force. Yeah, boss.
Okay, at R Town, you've worked with a lot of upcoming cats, how as in reception yako say at the underground, na the upcoming scene, ni gani? How do you feel about, the industry in general, say, the growth and how everyone is just trying to, be the best?
Industry, say, industry, it's at its like peak, say, sababu, right now, imefika point where there's a lot of quality music. Ngoma zote utasikia
bafa kiasi.
Like usikia out of ngoma 10. Yeah, what's up? Oh, sorry. So I was saying. Hey, now you're good.
Come again, bro. You kuna bafa kiasi.
Oh, iza tano nimecheck you up hivi. Are you good?
Ah, iko sawa nakupata.
Ah. Hapo sawa. So hiyo ndo nilikuwa nasema. In the sense of industry on fire, sai kuna wasa wanafanya like crazy stuff, out of the box stuff, so lazima ukue on toes. So mina na point industry direction, industry nende iko fiti mbaya, and imefika mali if your songs are trash wasawaski, na I think yondo wake up call. I think we all needed it. Semeka wasani, we needed that because one time tulikuwa tume flood streets na mangoma zingine
manzi.
Kutoka 2018 kuna very few songs unakumbuka sahi that zilitoka 2018 zilitoka time with a genge tunilikam.
Yeah.
And majority hawezi kumbuka. Unajua, and we just 2021 to 2018 ilikuwa juzi.
Juzi tu hapa, man. Yeah, true.
Maze, saa labda ulikuwa na views, lakini saa hii, wasame saa ngoma yako. Hapo na mali industry imefika, unajua. So, mi saa hii tu niko, na feel tu saa hii lazima perfect ati yako na ujielewe and be comfortable like with your type of music. Like, just be, instead of be comfortable in your own space, unajua. And then you dictate your own space. Mtu anaweza fit tu vizuri kwa industry bila shida.
Come again, your last beat kiasi sitakupata bro.
Kwa unasema hiyo uki just be comfortable in your own space. Utafit tu kwa industry, utakave tu space yako kwa industry kiwewe bila stress.
Speaking of Gengeton, speaking of that whole Gengeton era, you also like ulikuwa on that wave kiasi na with songs like Ama Vipi, the Kinale Handro na Kafi na Cheza Chini Mbili Mbili, you know, like talk to us also about your wave. Like, do you feel your wave ili play a big role in igniting na push the industry to where it is right now?
I can tell you there's a project nilifanya in 20, I think the end of 2018, we haven't dropped it yet. Godalali is in that project.
Yeah, Godalali.
Usani is because it's a project with, it's a joint project I did with an upcoming artist in LA. Actually, anajulikana, he's called Zola. And I think after 2018, no mini liacha, after when we did that project is when niliacha Gengeton. Because nilikuwa na a bigger perspective of music. Nilikuwa na music from a very wider perspective. So nilikuwa nikijilibu na Gengeton. It won't be, haitakuwa fiti. That's why nilikuwa na ngoma kama Godalali, Pambana na Hali, Cheza Chini. And then all the rest is may come. It's just ukicheki vizuri, I don't stick with one genre. I try to incorporate every other genre. Na try to fuse na sound yetu.
Oh nice.
But industry sai ili cheza wave 2018 Gengeton introduction. Gengeton introduction on the map. No lie, introduction on the map solidly.
You spark your fire and sai tuko where we are right now as an industry.
True.
So we have to also appreciate
true.
What Gengeton did. As much as watu wengi aku agree na ayo kwa na back, but it did what it did.
Gengeton, naza sama Gengeton ni tuto kongori. That's how powerful Gengeton was. Tuto kongori. Mi ni kwa respect for Gengeton. I always have respect for Gengeton sababu bila Gengeton sijui kama bado tungekuwa tunasikia mangoma za Manaija.
Amo toko
na dedi na mangoma za Watizi. You get what I'm saying? So me Gengeton ni naheshima yangu. Yeah.
And also on that whole, you know, foreign issue, like talk to us also about what does it take, you know, to stay relevant for industry Kenya sahi now with there being competition from everywhere, from the whole continent, the continent itself. Hip hop wise, kuna like the SA guys who are actually doing the most, kuna Naija guys. Then kuna local guys pia wana do the most pia. What does it take to stay relevant in the Kenyan industry right now, bro?
To stay relevant, I don't know. Najua pia siwezi ongelelea. I don't know. Mina feel what got you into any kwa the industry in the first place, then afaiweze kuku the fact that tunaweza evolve na tunaweza kuweka kwa industry. So I think ukikata your phase ya evolution ndio relevancy pia inapotea, yani relevancy content, like the whole thing zinapotea pamoja. But no, kikubali ku evolve na ku evolve sida si ku evolve na industry, ku evolve the same direction na industry. Just as wana mali toka 2018 na saa hii kuna strides bigi sana zimepigwa. So pia kiwewe unafaa pia upige strides kubwa, like if it's kama ulikuwa unapata, if your writing was poor ama your writing was under par, una improve writing. If tuseme you were going to the wrong studio, no, if you're going to the wrong studio and then you are recording with the wrong equipment, lazima uende sahi, you record with the right equipment, get the, like get your records correctly mixed and mastered. Unajua, it's a whole process, unaona. And so I think relevance in a coming place when for hizi vitu ndogo ndogo, unaona, hizi details ndogo ndogo ndo itakuwa relevant, because mse tasema okay, ngoma mse, labda tuseme just in the, let's put in a case that hiyo ngoma si catchy vile, but the quality is A1. Unaona, hiyo itakuwa improvement, the fact that okay, sir, quality yako imepanda. Okay, people will listen to you because people want all their songs to be like your quality of music. You need A1 higher. Is your writing or your wordplay or what you're doing or your even beat selection in a matter. Yeah, so saying I think the small details that afanya kwe, iki come to the whole cake inafanya kwa relevant kwa industry. So I mean, that's how I look at it, even though nyemi naiona.
Because like staying relevant is another thing. You know, like making music.
Yeah, it's a whole other story.
Staying relevant is
being famous is being different. Yeah, kukwaneo cloud, it will come.
Yeah.
Sasa ku maintain your cloud ndio noma.
Yeah. Like na also about your story of cloud. Nini, I get most requests na conversation na this young upcoming guys. You know, I feel like. When you move, they be chasing clout, you know, kwanza kabla, you know, like kabla investing in their art, kwanza. Chasing clout has brought down a lot of great names, man, because you're hot today, tomorrow, shit happens, man. So talk to us also about, you know, clout chasing, man, say in the industry as it is right now, clout chasing, man. What's your view on that?
So cloud chasing ni career path. Ni job. Cloud chasing ni job. Mzee. Ni career path. Sasa watu wanaifanya kama 9 to 5, unajua? Siezi. I can't speak on sana chase cloud because sijui intent yake na I don't know what got him in the first place. Alafu I don't know what his plan is, kama ni kubaki hapo ama ni ku do whatever, ama ni kutumia platform kwa. Always your situation ya mtu. But, mi naona, obviously, kuna cloud chase na mziki, it won't work. I'll tell you that for a fact, mi na feel like it work. Ama.
It never.
Ama, tuseme, una lack mingi. Na uko in the right place, in the right time, with the right people. In the right, like in the room with the right people, ndo kitu kayo inaweza work. But hiyo pia lazima uko una count time. I think with cloud you have to count, you have to start counting time. So sababu si kitu itakaa forever. So hiyo ndo nafeel the story.
Na always like growing up, like which kind of music na ni which artist did you grow up listening to na ni like which artist will you get inspiration from growing up as a younger you?
Number one ilikuwa Isa alikuwa mkali. For a fact, Isa alikuwa mkali. Me Isa was
yo,
number one.
Yo, long live Isa, man.
Long live Isa alikuwa mkali. There was no artist like Isa. Alafu. Alafu. I'd give pia. Shinsky alikuwa mkali. Bado Shinsky mkali. And then me, you know me, I listen to minimum so jazz sana. People don't understand me. I listen to a lot of jazz. Jazz is my
word, eh?
So
how did you get into jazz?
I think
who got you into jazz?
I think jazz is like the jazz is like the mother of all music. That's just my take. I feel like jazz is like the mother of all music. And
ukianza singing kwanza. Yeah, like the instrumentals, zikuwa soothing as a hell for me.
For me, jazz just takes me to another place, unajua. So I'd say me, if it's not for those two, jazz most definitely akina Wayne, akina Wizzy. Who else in our generation will come shika? The goodness me. The good part of me is I was like exposed to a lot of music. So I could choose Kenya nikonda kusikia, Kenya staki kusikia, and then pali interest yangu ilishika and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Ah, nice. And on that note, can you just drop us your top five rappers yako na kaaji locally kwanza, tunge tuna locally top five. Who would you put in a top five locally?
Top five. Top five. Number five unaweza weka. Number five I'd put Big Freeze.
Big Freeze
is on my top five.
Mm-hmm.
Big Freeze is on my top five. Who's in my top five? Number four. Let me ask Jui. This is just me personally, just mine. Number four, Stevie Don Dada was mad. Stevie Don Dada, wherever he went, man, Stevie na Farudi studio, Joe. Stevie Don Dada was a beast.
Tumsumbue Rudi back, eh?
Bana. Number three, kwangu nezeka. I think who's number three, Mazi? Who have I been listening to that I've been among my colleagues on speed?
Big three, Knanyash.
I'm a big three. Number one, like Knanyash. Alafu number two, like Octo. Alafu number three ni yake. Alafu number three ni yake. Nishamishika. Me personally, sina feel na. Naja watu takula moto sijaweka kali, lakini. Siko ubaya, mimi ni msa wa Okto. Siko ubaya. Put number three ni wako nikisikia nani?
Abbas ako mahali hapo.
Abbas. Abadala Abbas, afadhali nike Steph Capella. Steph Capella ni mchafu. Steph Capella is a beast. I think I feel that's my top five.
Nice. Like internationally, in the global scene, top three. It's only top three.
Most definitely J. Cole, number one. Top three, I'd put J. Cole, Drake, Nipsey.
And Nipsey. Yo, long live Nipsey, too.
J. Cole, Drake, Nipsey.
like Nipsey.
Yeah.
Like Nipsey, kwa us, or to Nipsey, man, like that's...
Yeah, Nipsey, that Nipsey was a whole nother story.
Yeah.
Nipsey was a whole nother story.
Talk to us about...
Yeah, I think...
Aliku impacted Nipsey. How did Nipsey impact you as an artist, and as a rapper,
specifically? Nipsey was personally mi kwangu Nipsey was a great writer. Kuandika, like writing, Nipsey was an amazing writer. For a fact, Nipsey was an amazing writer. Hata ukisikia, and plus unajua for me with sometimes I relate to him. It'd be more fun if I could relate with him. Or rather resonate with his music.
He was one of the poets like in Yakua now, like in this, in our generation, say, Mum quantify as a poet, as a prophet. Yeah, and like the likes of Park, and all of us saying their death impacted and did more, you know, than as compared to when they were alive. Like their death did more to spark a revolution of, you know, this whole thing of black-owned businesses, being a boss, yeah.
True.
Long live Nipsey, man. Long live
Nipsey. Big. Yeah, that's big.
Nice. So also, like, okay, so Doctor was also like, what, if I may ask, like, what do you, movie-wise, as in, like when you would, like, which kind of movies you are, like, you are, like, your go-to favorite type of movies?
Babo, me see watching your movies.
Hey, come again, bro. Mabafapo kiasi.
Bro, atani kumbe kweli. Asin kama tu kweli mimi na bo I don't watch movies.
The funny thing about that nini as like there like a few of us kuna but I mean I'm not that much of a movie guy, but like kama ni blockbuster na nikali na nimechochwa I'll tap in na ndo this next question of mine kwenda kuuliza. Okay, like, you know, this next question kwa ndakuliza, because like, that's why I squeezed in the movie stuff. You get me? No, you get.
Like what? Eburudia tafadhali.
Nikuanuliza, who is your superhero alter ego? If you, in a superhero, you know, conversation, who is your superhero alter ego?
I choose from like Justice League, or I can just choose any. Is there like a specific one? Like, can I choose from any? Am I like a specific? Like, if it was out of these five, who would you choose?
Come again, bro.
I was asking. Wanauliza. When you unasema who's my superhero alter ego?
Yeah.
Unauliza which one, like kuna specific na fan chagu, because me ngena na Green Lantern. Me liko na pana Green Lantern, no lie.
Why the Green Lantern? Kwa nini?
I don't know. Green Lantern tu alikuwa different na alikuwa na majua. Green Lantern alikuwa different and a standout, so I'd go for Green Lantern.
Nice. Because always, let me give a quick shout out to all of us who tune in. Tangu tuanze. We have Joan Nicole. Shout out to Joan Nicole. Kuna Joy Chill Chill, DJ Bozy. Shout out to DJ.
Shout out Joy.
Kuna Sherry Kim.
Shout DJ out to Bozy.
Shout out to
Shout out Maze.
Shout out to Fetinduati, who joined too.
Shout out to Fetinduati, Jaden 254.
Shout out to Babilina.
Yeah, Babilina.
Shout out to Alice Mwangi. Yeah. Shout out to Mbili. Yeah.
Shout out, big up. Big one.
Shout out to Sam, KGT. Shout out to Just Troy. Shout out to everyone that tuned in, man. This is the Checking Live, and I'm your host, Monty. We have, Tembo Mwenyewe. We have Warriors in the building. And just, we've been going at it, man, for a whole hour now, so Warriors, from what I've gotten in this interview, the exclusives, you should expect a project, right? An all remix project.
Yep. Kuna hiyo inakaa alafu kuna project original na kama pia so.
Utakuwa production tu ama like una work na producers.
Ni mwak na wase, but kuna producers I work with them, so iko sawa. Okay, so as in production, MHM, so it's just the engineering bit is that I do myself. In terms of production, MHM production, comma producer for G Express.
I don't know if you've ever come across this producer named Keith Worms.
No, Bado. Bro, able put me on.
Yo, just go and tap in kwa IG yake. Like the guy will be dropping and dropping instrumentals on his IG. Teasers in nini. Man, ujama akona a good sound for hip hop, bro. You need to tap in on that.
Watch Alhala the boy then. Alhala the boy.
I'll DM you then, like the contact me. Yeah.
Apo sawa. Go down. That's dope.
Okay, so always, stay kuweka sana, bro. Man, nasema tu manze, thank you for topping it up with me, man.
Mimi nimeshukuru, si unajua?
Yo, come again, bro.
Nasema si unajua, lazima tu chop it up.
Manze, na apa hivi at Mados, bro, like we'll always, you're always here to support, you know, to have these conversations in Unini. We're always here to support you, man.
Ba. Yes, tafanya tu tena na tena na tena.
Okay, so atani kuwache, you go back to cooking, man. Just keep on cooking. Tunangoja more exclusives from you, man. The lemon pepper freestyle, man, personally, I like that. That's my favorite this year from you. From this whole, this year so far, lemon pepper is my number one from you. Also, City Kitu is also an all-time fave. You are a classic.
Bless her. Any classic. Classic. Apo saa big man. Nini shukuru.
You already in a classic, bro.
Another freestyle in a cam. And another one. And then your project yanguke. And then tutaona kutoka hapo original zitakuja sasa.
And by the way, talk to us also about like what are your plans like sai? Na plan nini in the next big old year in Nakuja, the rest, the remaining part of the year. What are you planning on? Apart from the news project you're about to drop.
There's a lot that's been planned. So don't worry. Yo mtaona. There's a lot that's gonna come. Mm-hmm. I can assure you, Mwaka, there's a lot that's coming. So I say, kuna plan iko, msijali, plan iko.
Nice. So man, I'll just promise to keep me on the loop on anything like you're about to drop exclusives in it to achieve, bro. To play our part in pushing the culture, man.
Lazima. Lazima.
Shout out to you, man. We have come to the end of the show, man, guys. Shout out to everyone that tuned in. Let's do this another week. Next week, we'll do it again with another guest. Shout out to Warriors, and thank you so much for tuning in, G. God bless.
Oh, yeah.